Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The story of last night's game against the Tigers wasn't the bullpen. Zach Eflin was fantastic. The Orioles went nuts in the eighth inning where 10 guys went to the plate. Orioles put up 7 runs in that inning, and the bullpen finished it out, 2 1/3 shutout innings. But you add that to the total, and now the Orioles bullpen has allowed just 1 earned run over its last 30 1/3 innings, which is nuts. But I was thinking, all right, let's see how far back we can go at this point and see where this Orioles pen ranks. And I came to the date May 24th, and that was the day after the Orioles got absolutely hammered in Boston, and Emmanuel Rivera's serving up home run after home run, and of course that goes to the bullpen numbers. But since the day after May 24th, 57 1/3 innings this Orioles bullpen has pitched, and where they rank in the majors. First in strikeout percentage at a whopping 33.5%. First in strikeout to walk percentage. They're first in whip, well under 1 at 0.92. First in win probability added on Fangraphs. First in saves. They're tied in that mark with 8. Second in ERA with a 1.73. And for Kenny, second in batting average, 1.74 batting average. And you look at the individual guys, Jason. It's crazy. In this stretch, the only pitcher in the pen that has allowed more than 1 earned run is Brian Baker.
Crazy.
And no one's saying that Baker's been one of their best.
I mean, they use the heck out of Baker.
Oh, they do. But the strikeout numbers are crazy. And you look at the guys who, look, Gregory Soto in this stretch has been really good. Do I expect that to continue? No. Sir Anthony Dominguez, he's been really, really good. Yes. The strikeouts have been nuts. Do I expect him to be at that pace? No, but what you're seeing in this stretch where it's Felix, we've seen him go back-to-back days. Of course, the return of Andrew Kittredge, Yennier Cano. Remember, prior to this stretch, I did the TMI at Chesapeake where he was really, really struggling. He started to stabilize as well. Aiken, who's pitching as a opener tonight, he's been... The whole pen has been really, really good in this stretch. Arguably the best in baseball.
Yeah, look, it's been a strength. It's absolutely been a strength. I think they're still, if they're smart, going to be judicious about Bautista because, you know, this year is probably for naught in terms of turning it in anything postseason wise. I'll be interested to see how many of these guys they flip before the deadline, and some of them maybe you flip. They got a lot of flippable pieces. If this guy who's really bad at his job and is exceedingly bad at the deadline, if he waits too long and tries to juggle 10 trade chips in the final 72 hours, I guarantee you he will blow it. He needs to start moving, and he needs to tell the rest of the league, not just verbally, but show it by his actions, that he means business in terms of being open for business. I would be marketing the hell out of a lot of these guys. You know, Aiken, you could tell me, well, if they trade him, then they're down, you know, to one lefty. I really don't care.
Yeah, you're getting to the finish line at this point.
Like, you get value for Keegan Aiken. I think you take it. And obviously the two guys they got from the Phillies a year ago, if you get anything for them, I think you have to take it. Kittredge, you need to take your time with, because you're reestablishing him and bleeding him back into the majors after a long absence on the 60-day IL. But like,
and he's got a club option, so that carries a little value too.
Absolutely. I would trade Batista. I'm always open to trade my closer. Like, I don't think they're winning a World Series next year, guys. And now we're talking 2 years down the road. What's he still going to be like? Yada, yada, yada. If you can rebuild him to start looking like his old self, I would be really listening on that. The pitching is really not the problem. And I told you a month ago, we're going to reach a point here in June where the starters stabilize, because they can't be this bad forever. And the bullpen has been pretty much okay. And the problem is going to be, do they strike out too much? Can they walk enough? And can they hit with people on base? And that's where we are.
Yeah, the overall numbers, when you look at the end of the day with the bullpen, they're never going to look good because of all the position players that they've pitched this year, where that, of course, inflates the ERA and inflates a ton of these numbers. But that was a huge talking point a lot of the offseason about this bullpen. And now you're starting to realize some of it, where the pen, it wasn't as good last year. There's no question about it. And guys taking the next step like Baker, and you give him a ton of credit, because that was someone who wasn't even guaranteed a spot on the 26-man roster out of spring training. And Kittredge going down with the injury really kind of saved him, and his performance, of course, and changing the grip with the changeup.
Yeah. There are a bunch of success stories out there right now in real time. We also know that these things can oscillate wildly.
That's bullpen in
general. One guy gets hurt, and everybody's got to start taking on a little bit more of a different role, and the whole thing can start to crumble. And there's a ton of them always available at the deadline, and there's always a ton of need. I hope they're expeditious about this, and they move some of these guys by the middle of July at the latest.
Speaking of the trade deadline, at 3:45, we're going to hit our Twib notes again. And Jim Bowden, man, he's been pumping these out for the Athletic. Orioles trade options there. Kenny Rosenthal put out a piece on who could be available for the Orioles. What's the latest he's been hearing? We're going to get into that at 3:45. But coming up next, we're going to get back into football, back into the Ravens. Been talking up this offense a lot. Yeah, there's probably going to be a little bit of natural regression for Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. But man, is there a ton of weapons there. Pete Prisco, he knows everything. He knows offense inside and out. How good is this Ravens offense going to be? What type of encore are we going to get from them after 2024? Pete's going to tell us next.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.